Hey friends, how are you? And welcome to another edition of Empire Live, where we specifically target principles of success for our friends in the real estate and mortgage industry. You know, today what I thought I'd do is I'd talk to you a little bit more about the strategy of building your business. In particular, we're going to talk today about one of the things that derails us from success while we're out there working hard to achieve our goals. And that is sales objections. Sales objections. This morning, many of you know that are in our coaching programs, you know that on a daily basis, every single morning, we practice our sales skills and we teach our clients some of the best sales and closing techniques there are on a daily basis. This is essentially throughout the entire year. And what I thought I'd do today is I thought I'd give you a little bit of an insight into how you can be better prepared to handle the toughest sales objections. I think that this is such an important part of your learning process as a real estate professional, because quite frankly, for me, this was the difference between me closing 30 deals a year and working 7 days a week and closing 150 deals a year working 4.5 days a week. Quite frankly, this has been the single fundamental issue behind us starting a non-national real estate brand in Southern California at zero, and 7.5 to 8 years later, growing it to $980 million in sales volume. It's the fact that the foundation of most of what we do is centered around two thoughts. Number one, a powerful salesperson is essentially a powerful person, a powerful being, and you've got to work on your mind on a daily basis. And then number two, a powerful salesperson is a powerful communicator, somebody who can communicate effectively. So if you're watching us live, we're going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to go for about 10 to 12 minutes with my training. And then afterwards, I would like to answer the best question that you can come up with. So if you're in our group, Empire Builders, please let us know your name. Let us know where you're watching from. And get your questions ready, because Isaac, my friend here, is going to select the best question that comes through. If you're watching or listening during one of our recorded sessions, then I want to remind you to please go and on Facebook, join our private group, Empire Builders. This is where we are focused on a weekly basis at teaching you some of the techniques, tips, and principles and strategies to help you to build an empire. And let's talk about that. Look, guys, whether you realize this or not, like this or not, here is the honest to God truth that I had to admit to myself when I went from being a salesperson that was stuck at 30 deals a year to building an empire that did 150 deals a year. The fact of the matter is that the fuel that was providing the fuel for my business at the time when I was stuck was my own personal enthusiasm, I remember very, very vividly when I came in contact with my first coach. He challenged me and he said, "Listen, Danny, enthusiasm and hard work is only going to take you so far. At the end of the day, someday you're going to have to learn how to handle the toughest objections. At the end of the day, someday you're going to have to learn how to get more efficient. If you don't, you will continue working weekends for the rest of your life and you will continue to produce mediocre results." Here's the problem. The problem is that in our industry right now, if you're closing 30 deals a year, guess what? You're doing really, really well. The fact of the matter is that my coach at the time was doing 200 deals a year. So 30 deals in comparison to 200 was, quite frankly, mediocre. And I think that that is a decision that we all have to make. I think that's a decision in our business that we have to come to grips with, is what type of a producer we want to become, what type of an experience we want to have. If you're not following me on Instagram, tomorrow I'm going to be experiencing an incredible experience starting at 8:30 in the morning that I want you to go and follow me on. I'm going to be documenting it on stories. It's going to be a great time. But I think that the only reason why you should pay attention to this training is if you have come to grips with the fact that, yeah, you're winging it. And objections come up, sales situations come up, and you feel stuck, right? And the reason why we're stuck is because we don't have a process to follow. The reason why we're stuck is because we haven't practiced. And the reason why we're stuck is because we don't know what to say necessarily. And here's what I want to let you know. any objection can be handled. Any objection can be handled with the following three guides that I'm about to provide you with. Okay? And I mean literally any objection, right? I could ask you right now, I mean, I don't care how many of you are out there. I don't know what the situation is. I don't care what the objection is. I can handle it and set an appointment because I have these three guides as founding principles behind my thought process and behind what I do when I'm communicating with the process, with the prospect. The first one is perspective. Write that down, perspective. I want you to consider something. I want you to consider that, for example, if you are prospecting for expired sales or expired listings, which, by the way, we just finished today recording the final episode of a three-part expired training that'll be coming out soon on my website. I want you to consider that you work 5 days a week on the phones 2 hours a day, and all you did is set one appointment. You would be setting four appointments essentially in the course of a month. I want you to consider that if you use the Empire pre-qualification process, you will not be going on any appointments that aren't qualified, and you'll be going on appointments using the scriptings that we give you, and you'll be getting them at the right price and at the right commission. If you get them at the wrong price and the wrong commission, nothing works. And all it does is lead to frustration because the properties will not sell. If you get them at the right price and the right commission, then the chances of you getting three out of the four listings that you go on are very, very high. So let's say that you get three listings. If you price them right and commission them right in a good market, like is one that we're experiencing right now, you will sell all three. All three. It's all based off of price and condition and commission. If that's the case, then that's three listings a month. 12 months out of the year, that's 36 listings. Worst case scenario, that's 30 of them that'll sell. Worst case. If you can sell 30 listings, guys, number one, I promise you don't work weekends. You don't work weekends unless you want to do more business from other sources. Number two, average commission check across the country right now is at least $7,000. At least $7,000. That's in your pocket after fees, after everything. Number three, that's a $210,000 revenue source that may not have very high leverage, but is highly profitable because all it requires is your personal time, energy, and dedication. Now, when you put things into perspective, if all you're looking for is one appointment, what does it matter what people say? What does it matter the negativity that you get? As a matter of fact, what does it matter? Some of the things that you get hung up on a daily basis right now. The answer is it only matters when you have the wrong perspective, when you're expecting to create magic out of every situation. If you could realize that you, in the course of a year, are trying to eat an elephant one bite at a time, and all you need is one qualified appointment a week, and you put all of your focus and energy into getting that one appointment a week, you're going to win, and you're going to win at a much higher level because you will not let the negativity that you get on the phone distract you because you'll just realize you don't need all of them. You just need one. The second, number two, is leadership. Write that down. Leadership. Leadership is a very, very important part of the overall sales process. And the reason why it's such an important part is because, quite frankly, you're either selling by default or you're selling by design. Either the client is leading you or you are leading the client. As a matter of fact, half the time when a client is in conversations with you and they pause to think about something, what they're doing is they're pausing to think about how they can stump you. They're pausing to think about how they can object to what it is that you're saying. And that's why I teach in most of our programs, I teach don't let them overthink. Cut off the thinking and guide them to the close. That's a sign of leadership. Many times you'll ask a question to a prospect and the prospect won't give you an answer. They'll say something like, well, it would all have to make sense. And you just go on to the next question. It would all have to make sense wasn't the answer that you were looking for if you asked a yes or no question. So some of the techniques that we teach is how to get around that and turn it right back into the question and get the yes. Why? You need a prospect to give you the yes subconsciously speaking, you are leading when they answer your questions the way you want them to answer you. Anything outside of them answering the way you need them to answer you, unfortunately, they're leading. And I want you to really think about the sales conversations you have, the situations you have. I want you to really think about the process during escrow. I want you to really think about all of that. I want you to think about your energy when you're presenting. I want you to think about your energy when you're contacting a prospect. And I want you to really ask yourself and challenge yourself, who is really leading? Is it the client or is it me? I'm going to give you a little hint. If you're out there fighting every single day to get a commission check, I promise you, you are not leading. The client is the one that's leading. If you're out there fighting every single day to build an empire, to build a legacy, chances are you're leading versus the client. And then number three, the words, the right words to use, the right words to say. People get stumped all the time and people, unfortunately, get stumped with very, very easy objections. You know, I asked our coaching clients. We have obviously 400 agents here at the company, just shy of 100 coaching clients now nationwide, which is really, really exciting. So close to 500 people attending on a day-to-day basis in our daily role play classes. And I asked them, as I was preparing for today's lesson, I asked them, what are the toughest objections that you handle or you have to handle on a daily basis? And one of the objections that came up specifically when working with expired listings was the following. They said that they get all the time, they get, you know, I'm just sick and tired of this process and I'm just going to kind of put things on hold, right? An easy question to ask to get a prospect to really think about what it would take for them to feel comfortable with the process would be one that follows. What specifically has to happen in order for you to feel comfortable with the sales process and potentially interview an agent again? Just using the words "what specifically" gets the prospect to think about exactly what it is that would cause them to feel comfortable, that would cause them to get unfrustrated, that would cause them to get reinvigorated with the sales process. Just using the words "what specifically" takes a closed mind and opens it up. And we teach this to all of you in our program Breakthrough. Many of you are graduates of the program, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's why the words are so important. It's very easy to say that scripts aren't for you. It's very easy to say that scripts don't work. Of course they don't work if you're focused on making $200,000 a year. They don't have to work. You can wing it and make $200,000 a year right now in this market. The market is that great. But if you've got a vision to make more, if you've got a vision to do better, if you've got a vision to excel, if you've got a vision to never work weekends, if you've got a vision to grow an actual business, you can't wing it. You got to know what to say. Because if you don't, it'll stop you from approaching prospects. If you don't, it'll stop you from going out and meeting the people that you need to meet. If you don't, in opportunities when you can maybe engage, you will shy away. Why? Because you don't know what to say in order to convert the prospect. So in closing, and I'm going to go to a question today, I want you to remember, guys, any objection, I don't care what it is. I remember being an agent. I remember it being 9 a.m. I was calling on the phones and a seller said, you know what, sweetie, you sound so nice, but I've got somebody coming over at midday to sign the contract. I kind of already committed to them. This was at 9 a.m. They said the agent was coming at 12 o'clock. I asked them one question. And with one question, I was able to grab my stuff, prepare the file. I was out of the door by 9:45. I went out. I got there at, I believe it was 10:30. I presented for about 35 minutes and I got the listing before the other agent came over. Now, for some of you, that's a little aggressive. That's called winning, people. That's called winning. Either my family is going to eat or his family is going to eat. And that's just the reality of things. And there were many circumstances like that, please listen, where if I didn't know the words to say, I would not have won that contract. My kids would not have been on that vacation. They would not have been able to drive in that safe automobile. They would not have been able to live in the home that they live. It's all because understanding, you got to have the right perspective, you got to lead, and you got to know understand, and master the words. With that said, I'm going to open up because I believe we've got a good question here. Isaac, do we have a good question?
We have one question.
We have one good. Okay, we've got one question. Let's answer it. Who's it from?
Her name's Bianca.
Bianca.
So,
is that my friend Bianca from Vegas?
Yes.
That is. Awesome. What's up, Bianca?
So she says that she's doing very well in her business.
Sure.
But she's asking if you suggest that she should open an LLC in California, even if she lives in Las Vegas. Or is there something that she can do to help organize herself?
So Bianca asks, should I open an LLC in California, even though she lives in Vegas? It's so interesting because everybody in California wants to open an LLC in Vegas. So Bianca, the answer is no. You were at Relentless and day three was wealth day. I taught you everything you had to do in order to funnel your commission checks correctly, right? I would say that you go back to day three of Relentless and you just do exactly what I taught you. And for you, don't overcomplicate things. I know things are going well for you. Open an LLC in Las Vegas. That is your home state. Keep it there. Keep it as simple as possible. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's a wrap, guys. That's a wrap. If you're not following us on Instagram, go find us at Danny Morrell. If you're not following us on Facebook, check us out there. Our podcast, which includes this recording of every episode in case you ever miss it. It includes the Q&As on Instagram every Tuesday. It's really, really taking shape. It's always on YouTube or on your favorite podcast app. And we will see you next week, same time, right here, Wednesdays in Empire Builders on Facebook. Take care. And bye-bye.